This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. What a blessing it is to have you join us today. It's also great to have Dr. Randall back in the studio with us to pick up where we left off last time in this new chapter from Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill. If you've missed any part, you can go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button and you can navigate through all of the programs to hear any of them. Rob, we started Chapter 4 last week, and boy, did it open up a bunch of emotions for a lot of people.
In our last section, we began with the lie, if they knew the real me, they wouldn't love me. Or if people knew what I've done or what's been done to me, no one would ever be able to love me. This section comes from Chapter 4 and my new book, Lies That Kill, The Supernatural Battle for Truth. Let me encourage you to go to our website and order your copy today as we continue to study these most important eternal truths that have the power to set us free from the destruction of these horrific lies so easily believed today in our culture.
Let me remind you to get your copy of Rob's new book, Lies That Kill, by going to our website. Just follow the prompts, and your copy will be mailed out quickly. Dr. Randall, you have a lot of ground to cover today, so let's get right into the topic.
As we stated last time, tragically, there are so many folks today that are living under the bondage of a false identity. That false identity comes from sources other than the Word of God. I want you to know today, you are who God says you are. I am who God says I am. His word is forever settled in the heavens. The whims and thoughts of man come and go like the winds of time. But the word of God stands forever. You are not what your mom or dad says that you are. You're not what your brother or sister may have said what you are. You're not what others say that you are or what you think of yourself. You are what God thinks of you. And we know what we are in His heart because of Calvary. Because Jesus died for us. You know how much you're worth? You and I are worth the precious only Son of our Heavenly Father. How do I know that? Because of Calvary. Jesus was willing. He loved you. He loved me so much that He was willing to die, to take our place. That's how valuable you are to God. You believe it? Or have you believed the lie of the evil ones? So easily believed, so logical, so easy to accept that somehow we are not what God says we are. Here's what we need to face. If we are who people say that we are, when we don't measure up to their expectations, then we are toast. Self-hatred, self-rejection, self-defeating attitudes will begin to control our lives. And ultimately, the enemy's lies will have worked to bring destruction and death. On the other hand, if we are who God says we are, if we are loved and accepted no matter what, then we are able to live a life filled with love and security and with the hope that what God created us to be will be accomplished. God's word says of man, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, would you hear it with your heart? For as a man thinks within himself, so is he. If we can't believe the truth, you can't live the truth. Believing the truth of God rather than the lies of the enemy is the difference between a life of bondage and a life of freedom. Would you turn in your Bibles with me at this most important warning in Scripture in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8? Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Hear the word. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. You and I have been given a clear choice. We can believe the lies of this world perpetrated by the god of this world, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, Satan, or we can believe the truth of God revealed to us in and through the life and work of Christ Jesus. This lie that no one would love me if they really knew what I have done or what's been done to me is based on the assumption that righteousness is something that can be gained by our good deeds, are lost by our wrong deeds. Although we have sinned, please understand, you are not sin. I want to say it again, no matter what you have done, no matter what has been done to you, you are not sin. Notice what God said when He created the heavens and earth and all the animals. He said it was good. But when He added man and woman to His creation, He said it was very good. Genesis 1, verse 31. And God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Would you look with me today at a very important truth we find in the book of Ecclesiastes? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. Mark it down. God's word says, I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. The Bible declares that everything God does remains forever. Since God created you, you can neither add to nor take anything from what He has created. Stated another way, nothing you have ever done or could ever do can take away from your eternal worth found in the heart of the one who created you. You may have grown up in a home where your worth was based upon your behavior, good or bad. Or worse still, you may have received the idea from certain members of your church that your eternal worth is based upon your behavior or performance. Please understand, your worth is based solely upon what God says you are worth in His eternal word. Would you hear it? Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. For Thou didst form my inward parts. Thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Thy works, and my soul knows it very well. Do you see it? You are a wonderful creation of Holy God. Do you believe it? Or have you bought into this most dangerous and damaging lie of the enemy? Jesus Christ did not come to condemn sinners. If the church condemns you, your church is not a Jesus kind of church. Jesus did not come to condemn sinners. This wonderful truth needs to be shouted from the housetops until all come to understand. Jesus came to forgive, not condemn. It is our sin that condemns, not Jesus. John 3, verse 17, please hear the word. Please hear it with your heart. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. Jesus didn't come to make the righteous more righteous. There is no one who is righteous except Christ Jesus. Not one. Not even one person is righteous. All have missed the mark. All are sinners, for all have sinned. Romans 3, verse 9 through 10, please hear it with your heart. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all, for we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. Someone might say, but Dr. Randall, you don't know what I've done. It's really bad. Please hear me today. Jesus came and died for you and all your stuff. He came for sinners. Jesus didn't come for the so-called righteous folks to reward their self-righteousness. Jesus came for you and for me. Luke chapter 5, verse 32, listen to the words of Jesus. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Dear friend, no one is better than anyone else. We are all a mess. All of us are messy people who have messed up our lives and have made a mess of things in our lives. All families have secret bad stuff hidden in their so-called closets. All any of us have ever done or could ever do is fail. Deal with it. It's true. Please accept this truth. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Isaiah 64, verse 6, for all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. Romans 3, verse 10. If what you have believed about God is a lie, wouldn't you want to know it? Wouldn't you? I don't care what you have learned or what you have heard. If it is a lie, if it is not true, it must be denounced and confessed before our Lord Jesus so that you can walk in the freedom that he bought for you at Calvary. Let's talk today about the role of the law in our lives, the role of God's law. Someone might ask, but Dr. Randall, since Jesus didn't come to abolish the law, what place does the law have in our lives? In chapter 6 of our study, we will get to it eventually, Lord willing, the spiritual issues of the law and the dangers of living by the law are dealt with in great detail. But for the sake of our study on this most important subject of our identity in Christ, let me say that the law was given to show all people that they are sinners. Because of our sin, we aren't capable of living up to God's perfect standards, His law. The law of God, in a real sense, is like a mirror. In that mirror, we are able to see that in and of ourselves, we are totally inadequate, no matter how hard we try to meet God's demands. Therefore, we could never attain His approval in our ability. The Apostle Paul refers to the law as our schoolmaster, our tutor. In Galatians 3, verse 24 through 27, please hear the word. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ that we may be justified by faith. But now faith has come. We are no longer under a tutor, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Jesus came to die, please hear it today, for you and me. He died for our sins. The Bible puts it this way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. In dying for our sins, He fulfilled God's law. Therefore, putting our faith in Christ puts us in Him. It puts us in Christ. He clothes us in His righteousness, not by our works, but through the work of Christ. We now are able to fulfill God's perfect law because Jesus did it for us. Righteousness is a gift from a loving God. Our efforts, however good, cannot attain it. No one can be good enough to gain God's approval. It's simply not possible. His approval of us is only through the sacrifice of His Son on Calvary. It is at Calvary we begin to understand God's unconditional love as opposed to man's conditional kind of love. Man's love is based upon the conditions which he sets, based on the false righteousness of our behavior, our misbehavior. If we act right, then we will be loved and accepted. If we don't, then we are abandoned and rejected. Man's love is conditional, but hear me today. God's love comes through the sacrifice of Christ. He became the payment for all our sin. God loves us so much that He offers us this free gift if we will receive this gift by faith, believing Christ died for our sins and that He rose again by no work of our own. We become accepted and clothed in Christ's righteousness. God's love offered to us through the sacrifice of Christ is unconditional. Please hear me today. I am dependent upon Holy Spirit to communicate this wonderful, supernatural, and eternal truth. It is here I want us to take the journey into the wonderful world of the eternal truth of God so we can come to understand who we really are in Christ. Our genuine worth is in our supernatural identity we have in Him. The enemy of our souls will do everything he can to keep us from understanding and believing that we have our identity, our worth only in Him.
And with that, we've come to the end of the program today. We look forward to picking up where we left off on this topic next week, right here on The Invisible War. Let me encourage you, we depend on your financial support in order to bring the program to you each week. And if you have been blessed by this ministry in any way, now would be a perfect time to get on board with your financial partnership. Call us with your generous gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. You can also go to our website to make your contribution today, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. And while you're there, be sure to pick up a copy of Rob's new book called Lies That Kill. I know you'll want to get a copy for yourself. Dr. Randall spent a great deal of time and study into this book, and I can tell you firsthand how amazing it is. There is no other book out there that is dealing with this important content. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, and get your copy of this powerful book today. Rob, as we come to a close, I know you have some final thoughts you want to share with us. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. May I take this opportunity to encourage you, wherever you find yourself, whatever you are facing, however desperate you may feel, God is greater than our needs. He's greater in His knowledge than even our understanding. Jeremiah 33:3 puts it this way, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Ephesians 3:20, "Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we could ask or even think, according to the power that works within us." God is greater than all our education, our understanding, or our experiences. God is greater. The enemy would have us believe that we are bound by the chains of our past understanding and experiences. But God is greater. Do you believe it? He's greater in His authority and power. In 1 John 4:4, we find these wonderful words, "Because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world." In the context there, He is speaking of all the spirits, the evil spirits of Antichrist, which are already at work in the world today. God is greater. Would you hear the word of God in Ephesians 1:19-21? "And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. God is greater in His abundant provision. Isaiah 55:7, hear it with your heart. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What do you need today? I mean right now. Right now. God is greater than those needs. Do you need freedom? Freedom from spiritual tyranny? Freedom from the spirit of fear? Freedom from all other types of evil spirits? Freedom from confusion? Freedom from drugs and alcohol? Freedom from all sexual addictions like pornography? Freedom from every other type and sort of addictions? Freedom from the demonic destiny Satan has set in place for you? Freedom from everything that comes to destroy you? As the Bible says, freedom from the law of sin and of death. God is greater than our every need. We at the Invisible War are here to help you walk in the freedom of Christ. We believe you have a holy destiny that the enemy has either stolen or is trying to steal. Please let us know how we can serve you. If you need a prayer session, call us today. Call us toll free, 1-877-808-8886. That's toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can contact us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today. My friend, please understand today, you are who God says you are. You are precious. You are worthy of Christ's death on Calvary. If you hadn't been, he wouldn't have died for you. The enemy, will do anything and everything, and most of you understand he has already done so in your lives to keep us from believing this truth. Oh, hear me. Christ has bought your freedom at Calvary. Would you receive it? You don't have to stay addicted to anything. You have freedom in Christ. Trust him. Receive it today. You don't have to stay in bondage to anyone or anything. The Lord has come to set you free. Would you receive him today? Would you pray this prayer with me? I wish I could do it for you. I can't, but I can do it with you. Would you join your heart with mine as we pray together? Now, if you've never given your heart to Christ, that's where you must begin. Receive the gift of eternal and everlasting life. It's a gift. You have to receive it. Right now, open up your heart. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I've messed my life up. And I know that you love me because you died for me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Forgive me of my sin. Now, if you've prayed that prayer with me today, would you let me know it? I would count it the greatest privilege to know of your decision today. Would you call us? Let us know of your decision for Christ. That's toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Let us know how we can serve you. Thank you so much for the sweet privilege that has been ours today to share this study around the eternal things of God on the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall.
You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall. I want you to mark your calendars for our new upcoming Bible study on the invisible war. We will meet every first and third Sundays at 5 p.m. beginning January the 15th at the El Dorado Country Club in McKinney, Texas. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. There you will find the directions to the El Dorado Country Club. I look forward to meeting you and praying with you at the Invisible War Bible Study beginning January the 15th in McKinney, Texas.